Republican House Majority Leader and Virginia's 7th District Congressman Eric Cantor says the law has failed to bring costs down and endangered consumers' ability to keep coverage that they like. In a written statement, Cantor says that, quote, the law will eliminate nearly 1 million jobs from the economy, increase healthcare costs by over $300 billion, and reduce health choices for individuals and families, end quote. At a forum at the state capitol commemorating the first anniversary of the law and explaining its benefits, Virginia's 3rd District Congressman, Democrat Bobby Scott, says the plan has not yet been given a chance to unfold.
There are a lot of provisions that have already taken place. Young people can stay on their parents' policies until they're 26. Children cannot be denied coverage for pre-existing conditions. We're filling in the donut hole. There are a lot of things that have taken place, but the main parts of the bill start off in 2014, when everybody will be able to afford insurance. Insurance cannot be denied for pre-existing conditions. There'll be a marketplace so that people can buy insurance at competitive rates, so it'll be a much better system, but most of it doesn't take place until 2014.
Scott had originally pushed for a more comprehensive plan that would have guaranteed universal coverage.
Every other industrialized nation has universal health care. We're the only one that doesn't.
In a written statement, Governor Bob McDonnell says the law intrudes on America's free enterprise system and creates large unfunded mandates for states, adding that it will cost $2 billion to implement in Virginia between now and 2022. Scott says repealing the law would have serious consequences.
We'll see that those purchasing health care insurance on their own will see their costs go up. Americans will get fewer health benefits for their money. Health care premiums for Americans getting coverage through large employers and small employers will go up. Pregnant women and cancer patients can lose their coverage in the middle of treatments. Small businesses will pay higher taxes. Seniors will pay more for prescriptive drugs.
Scott adds that while Republican attempts to repeal the bill would be virtually impossible, they could possibly remove the funding for it.
If you don't have the funding, you don't have a plan. The House passed funding bill included no money to administer the health care plan. That has not been adopted in the Senate. You can't have funding unless both the House and the Senate vote for it. I don't believe the Senate will pass a bill without health care money in it. The House at this point has indicated an unwillingness to pass a bill with health care money in it.
Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli has requested an expedited review by the Supreme Court of his suit against the law, which says that it is unconstitutional to mandate the purchase of coverage. The Obama administration has opposed this request. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.